As Jesus continued his journey to Jerusalem, he traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
This year, as we've approached Thanksgiving, there's been a few different thoughts that have kind of circulated. One I wrote about in our bulletin, I think it was last weekend. It was there. It has to do kind of with the origin of this feast. And there's a lot of different origins or stories about the origin of that. Of course, most common would be the Puritans up in Massachusetts. Although Virginia disputes that. Town of Jamestown said they had the first Thanksgiving. But over the years in our country's history, days of Thanksgiving have been proclaimed by governors and by presidents on kind of an ad hoc basis. They just called a day of Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving, as we celebrate it today, is a national holiday that comes around every year. Was created by Abraham Lincoln in 1863. And what strikes me about that, it followed the Battle of Gettysburg and a turning point in that crisis of the Civil War. But nevertheless, it strikes me that he proclaimed that day in the midst of the biggest crisis that our country has ever faced, a crisis in which our country literally tore itself apart. And it was within that contest between different parts of our country fighting each other that Abraham Lincoln stopped and called the nation to a day of offering praise and thanksgiving to Almighty God for the blessings that had been bestowed upon us, which is kind of a striking thing when you think about it. Because while the Battle of Gettysburg had been won, the Civil War was a long way from being over. And within the context of that, he also asked for the people of the country to pray for all those who had lost a loved one, had been made orphans and widows in that terrible war. And what strikes me about that is the call to thanksgiving in the midst of suffering. And that not only in a time of suffering, but at the very moment that Abraham Lincoln called out for thanksgiving in the country, he also did that acknowledging the experience of suffering and struggle in life, and yet nevertheless called us to be grateful, to be thankful. And we've been celebrating this holiday ever since that day. It's become an annual thing for our country. And I think something that calls us to something that's noble was stopping to say thank you, even in the midst of everything else that may be going on in our lives, to stop and say thank you. And that somehow that experience of saying thank you changes us. It's a very Christian notion. We hear in our Eucharistic prayer, we'll hear in our Eucharistic prayer today, that it was on the night he was betrayed, that he suffered, that he was abandoned, the night before he was crucified, that Jesus stopped and gave thanks. Thanks for those that were before him. Thanks for the mission that his Father had sent him on. Thanks for the salvation that the Father was bringing about through him. And the other thought that sits with me has to do with our gospel reading today. In our gospel reading, it's very easy to just kind of dismiss the other 9 as just ungrateful people that ran off. But they did call out to Jesus asking for healing. They did approach him as Master and Lord and acknowledge that he had the power to bring about their physical healing and to take away the horrible disease of leprosy, which had isolated them from their family, their friends, their community, and their religion. And he told them to go and show themselves to the priest, and without hesitation, they all went and they did exactly what he told them to do. They were obedient. And I'm sure that when they came to the realization that they had been cleansed, that they were full of joy and gladness and offered praise to God. The one thing that's different is that the Samaritan, in recognizing that, remembered and very intentionally turned around and went back and said thank you. And the difference in that is that 10 were cleansed of leprosy, 10 were made physically whole, 10 were reunited with family and friends and community. But one person recognized in Jesus something more than just a healer. In gratitude, recognized Jesus as Savior. And in that moment, Jesus says to him, "Your faith has saved you." Gratitude has the power to bring about within us a realization of who God is and what God can do. And we have to be intentional about that. We have to turn around and say thanks. We have to stop all the other things in our lives, even the experience of suffering, to stop, turn around, and say thank you. And that's why this day, I think, in our nation is so good. Because in the midst of everything else that we deal with, whether it's just the mundane, whether it's the joyful things in our life, whether it's times of suffering, we must stop, turn around, open our hearts to our Savior, and say thank you. And in doing that, it's not the Lord that has changed, it's us. And we become, in grateful hearts, people that are open to the salvation of God. Amen.